Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel joins us quite often of a Monday, and he's with us now. Morning, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. How are you? Well, thanks.
Well, I reckon on the weekend there you would have been watching the track and the water and the rain and so forth, thinking, what do we do here? And I suppose you look at Chris Waddell and think, gee, that's not an enviable situation to be in, going out and walking the track and wondering about winks, wouldn't it?
No, it certainly wasn't ideal. I guess, you know, it was just those light showers that persisted throughout the day. We started on a soft six and got to a heavy 10. But having said that, look, there was plenty of grass cover there on the track, and probably the area of concern that, you know, between the 600 and the 400 metres, as it's been well documented, Chris went out and looked at the track, and he sort of confirmed what our views were, that whilst it was very heavy, it was still safe. And you know, the grass cover that was available, you know, provided every horse with adequate footing.
Chris, Mark, for people listening at the moment, punters, when Chris goes out and has a look at the track and comes back, obviously, you know, I would imagine you guys would have a bit of a chat. What are the regulations with downgrading of a track allowing him to, say, take a horse out, be it Winks or any horse?
Yeah, look, it's a consistent approach that we take, Sean, that if the track is downgraded from one rating to another, that if there's an application in a timely manner once that downgrade is made, that we allow those to take place. Look, we're going forward. We then ask the trainers are consistent in respect to their approach to scratching or withdrawing on heavy surfaces. You know, there's different matters you take into account. I guess, you know, looking at a horse like Happy Hannah from Saturday when we allowed it to come out, it's a horse that does have some wet track form, but, you know, she was first up on that day and, you know, racing on a heavy 9 or 10, you know, really would have been detrimental for her ongoing campaign. So there's a number of different factors you look at and, you know, having regard to, you know, different circumstances. And, you know, I'd suggest that had he made the application, that it wouldn't have been refused. You know, there's certainly instances, you know, where we don't allow it, but it'd be one occasion that we would.
Mark, just for punters who love following their horses, downgrade, does that constitute from a slow to a heavy, or say from a 6 to a 7?
No, it's just a change in the rating, I guess. I mean, if it's a heavy 8, heavy 9, heavy 10, they're there for a reason, and they're there to represent different levels. You know, some horses will get through a heavy 8 but won't get through a track that's, you know, a heavy 10 that is extremely heavy. So that's a reason for having those prescriptive ratings. And, you know, to say if it was from a 9 to a 10, yeah, we'd be sympathetic if a trainer made the appropriate representations.
And you've got to give credit where it's due. They haven't put her in cotton wool and wrapped her up, have they? Winks, they've said, righto, we'll go out and race.
No, that's right. It's good to see. And I guess it just probably shows the confidence that Chris had in the track, you know, that he was satisfied that it wasn't going to be detrimental to the horse, to his horse's welfare, or any other horse for that matter. So, you know, probably gave a bit of a tick for the track in general.
And Huey Bowman appears to have no worries at all. He was quite happy and content with the whole works.
No, I think he was. I think from the start of the day, he indicated to us that you know, there was no issue, and you know, he was satisfied that she'd get through it.
With Mark Van Gestel, our chief steward, looking back at the meeting at Randwick on the weekend, the Auckland Racing Club Trophy, relatively quiet, Mark?
Yeah, look, it was pretty quiet for us. Zoo Caniga probably just raced a bit keen in the run, but really there was nothing to report of any significance there, Sean.
All right, what about the Highway Handicap Race 2?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of horses there that we mentioned. We did speak to Corey Brown, right, of Medieval, just said it didn't really get through the heavy track conditions, but more so may have just come to the end of its preparation. But we spoke with Matthew Dunne. He's just going to monitor the horse over the next few days as to whether or not he continues on or whether he gives a bit of a let up in space as it's run. We did speak to Hugh Bowman also in respect to his rider Dreadlock there. Horse was anticipated going forward, but probably wasn't the best to begin, but then Hugh Bowman elected to take it back and try and find cover so it wouldn't row a race with him. But he really said that it didn't really handle the heavy track conditions as well, Sean. He said it got to a point where he placed the horse under pressure from the 600 metres and it really found it difficult to make up ground on the straight.
Now, Mark, can you recall the last time a trainer had his first runner in a race ever? And I'm speaking of Mick O'Neill. It was at Randwick and he got the money?
No, I can't. I can't.
It's a good effort.
It was a very good effort in the circumstances, but look, I think he paid tribute to the horse's previous trainer there, but certainly, it's a good effort, all right.
And when it looked like people got up the fence, Rachel Murray just lurked along the rails and away they went.
Yeah, well, probably as it turned out, Rachel probably set the trend there. After that, there was a number of horses that made good ground up the fence, and it was the first of them.
Now, the Sweet Embrace, much to report from this?
Probably not too bad. Tommy Berry did get a suspension out of this race. He rode Savitiano, the Godolphin horse, and caused interference to Songlike at about the 300-metre mark, shifted him and not clear, and he was suspended. That starts Monday week on the 6th of March, and he's able to come back right on Slipper Day on the 18th of March. So he was given that careless riding suspension. But look, other than that, Exceeds probably didn't get through the going. Brenton Abdullah said it didn't really handle the heavy track conditions, and probably in the circumstances, its run wasn't too bad. But other than that, the suspension was probably the main issue in respect to that race.
All right, the Skyline, and looks like Mark Newnham's got a handy horse.
Yeah, look, and it did travel wide on the run, and it was pretty impressive in the circumstances. Obviously, it was one horse that that did get through the going on the day, Sean. But once again, that race was pretty quiet for us. Probably the first starter there. Sue Front had started in the market, and Jason Collar said it's another horse that just didn't get through the going.
And Mark's horse, Diamond Tathagata, which won nicely. Now, the next event, the Liverpool City Cup, and he had a bit of a chat to a few here.
Yeah, another rider unfortunately fell foul of the steward's head. Jason Collar received a careless riding suspension. He starts on Sunday the 5th of March and back on the 12th of March. Caused interference to A-Rod Ty England's mount, the second place getter, just close to near the 250-metre mark, and to say he's out until the 12th of March. Other than that, we did speak to Tim Clark in respect to Chetwood. As everyone saw, did establish a sizeable lead. Really is the way the horse does race, but Tim Clark said whilst it didn't appear so, his mount did race quite keenly in the middle stages of the race, particularly when it established that lead. And he said in the circumstances it gave ground in the straight, but probably not until about the 100-metre mark where he said it really started to feel the heavy track conditions also.
The next event, the Surround, and say you think starting to leave his mark as a sire, La Bella Diosa was pretty impressive in winning that.
Yeah, it was, and it certainly franked a bit of form that it had established over in New Zealand. But look, in respect to that race, just the order of the day, Sean, Sprite, Corey Brown and Gary Fraser said just didn't handle the heavy track at all, never travelled at any stage. Almost Sword, we did inquire in respect to its run and making the home turn. Hugh Bowman elected to come out to try and obtain clear running. He was held up for a short distance making the home turn before he obtained a narrow run between, it was Pumpkin Pie and French Fern, about the 300-metre mark, and no one missed the way that Omai Sword finished the race off, and obviously she'll be in for a fairly bright autumn.
The Chief Steward, Mark Van Gestel, the Chipping Norton, and even though some of these horses had heavy track form, they didn't handle it, Mark.
No, they didn't. Preferment didn't just pass it. It didn't get through it at all. It tailed out, but watching the videos, it was under pressure from about as far out as the 1,000-metre mark when he tried to niggle it and get it into the race, and just never picked up at all. We did speak to Brenton Abdullah regarding Hartner, which seemed on face value a little disappointing, but probably the important aspects with its run, Sean, it was three wide without cover, and whilst Brenton Abdullah said it did race comfortably, he said that the horse is better when it's able to be covered up, but he said that whilst it did have a bit of heavy track form, it just never got through the going, really. It wasn't all that comfortable, and he said that was the main excuse he could offer for the run. John O'Shea sort of said the same thing, that the horse is better suited when it's able to get a bit of cover. And he said also maybe just that a few days less backing up from the Monday meeting into the Saturday wasn't ideal as well. So I think it's 3 weeks to its next start, and on top of the ground, it might be able to bounce back. Probably the horse that ran a reasonably good race was Magic Hurricane, Sean. It was back on the inside there, but it improved into a run between the Sketty Spirit and Endless Drum, and didn't get out to about the 150-metre mark. It had been held up until that point, so it probably should have finished a little closer than what the finishing margin from the winner was.
And they had to go home pretty happy with the Sketty Spirit as well. That was a good run, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. They notified they were going to be more aggressive on her today, and obviously that's the way that she performs best. She's established form by being able to get out in front and roll along, and to be beaten, just a couple of lengths by, the best horse in the world on turf, is a feather in their cap for sure.
The Guy Walter Stakes and Ron Quinton, good on him. He's got another beauty, Dixie Blossoms.
Yeah, she won by a sizable margin and obviously got a few breaks in the run, being able to dictate. And we did speak to Corey Brown in respect to his ride on Flip, and I think most people have expected it would lead. But Corey Brown indicated to his instructions were to, first and foremost, to ensure that the horse travelled through the heavy going. And for that reason, when the winner's chip improved to his outside, rather than contesting the lead with her, he allowed it to cross and came straight to her outside. And he said that wasn't inconsistent with the way he was instructed to ride the horse. But you know, irrespective, when Dixie Blossom was asked to improve, you know, shortly after straightening, it really left Flippin in a wake.
And only a small field, small muster in the last.
Yeah, it was, Sean. Nothing really to report there. Lofty's menu was a bit met with a bit of support, but it was another one that never got through the heavy track.
But all in all, a great day and great to see Winks go around and win like that. It's fantastic to see great horses out doing what they can do well.
Yeah, it seems to. It doesn't matter whether you've got rain falling or whatever it is, Sean. When there's good horses going around, it's certainly a spring in your step on race day.
Terrific. All right, Mark, good to catch up as always. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks, Sean.